Jug Chat Freestyle for August 14th.
I think it's the 14th today.
2014, Dog Days of Podcasting. And that sound you heard at the beginning was, in fact, shaving cream. I think this is the first time I've done a podcast while shaving. So let's see how this goes. Might be some funny noises as I have to move my face around and lips around while I shave. It's about 10 o'clock at night, Pacific time. It means I'm really tired. Partly because of the beer. Just got back from Eureka Burger, where I had a sampler flight. Including one of Dave Slusher's favorites, the Old Chub. I know we've had that in the past before. And the... oh, what was the other one? The last one. Speedway Porter. Speedway Stout. Something like that. 12.5% alcohol. Fortunately, I only had 4 ounces of it. I also had a Hefeweizen and a Czech Pilsner, which was very good. Pilsners aren't all that exciting, though. Kind of tastes like regular beer, but higher quality regular beer. So it was good. Was out with most of the Europeans again. And Williams from Brazil. Like I said, we finished that Eureka Burger, but we started dinner at, was it Fresh Greens or something? A veggie place. But they also had some beef and fish. Good stuff. I'm shaving now because I gotta get up at 5 in the morning. Catch an 8 a.m. flight back to Appleton. There was no training, at least for me. I observed today. And I had meetings with a few people today. It's hard to talk and not cut your face. Because normally I don't talk. And while my face is moving around, it's easier to cut. So, being very careful. Training, I watched one of our sales guys do a really, really good demo of the new software, far better than my demo. So I want to emulate that. But in order to do that, I got to make a few technical changes on the system. And there, should be done shaving. Good enough for tomorrow, flight home, at least I won't look like a porcupine. We wipe off the excess. And... yeah, I want to emulate what he did, make a few technical changes to my system, but they didn't work. And when I talked to one of the veterans of the system, former company employees, he couldn't get it to work either. So I need to have a conversation with him next week. I spent some time, as I mentioned, in a couple of meetings with the training intern. She is helping me convert all the slides to the old format. Like I said, 4x3. And I got up to her office about 11 o'clock and we spent an hour or so going, hey, what do we need to do? How long do we have to do it? How long will it take? What variables do we have? Playing project manager. I can do basic project management. Who needs to do what by when? And we divvied up the tasks. We divvied up the dependencies. Basically, she's going to work sometime this weekend, which I greatly appreciate. She doesn't have to do that. An intern, I gotta find a way to do special commendations to her boss or her boss's boss on that, because she's going the extra mile this weekend. She's an intern now and has the potential for being an employee, so I'm going to recommend her that she does get to be an employee when the time comes. Because she's helping out a great deal, going above and beyond. That's what I love to see in anybody. Just putting a few things away, making final packing plans. Because at 5 in the morning, I'm not going to have the sense to get any packing done. All I'm going to have the sense to do is put on the clothes that are laid here out in front of the bed and put them on. So, yeah, she's been a great help. We've got the tasks in front of us. It's going to be an aggressive timeline, and we're both going to have to put some time in this weekend to get everything done and ready. And where's my wallet again? There it is. I took my credit card and stuff out just enough for to go to the bar and dinner. Now it's time to put everything back together so I'm ready to travel in the morning. Like I said, got to keep it simple in the morning. You can just pick up and go. Laptop is charging. I need the charger for the phone, so it's all charged up in the morning. Socks, underwear, pants, and shirt are laid out so that I take off what I'm wearing, throw it in the suitcase. Shoes are right there. All right, sorry for the dead air. I'm trying to focus. Hard to do when you've had a few beers. But I've done this enough times that I can pretty much do it subconsciously. And then it's going to be a tight week because I've got 3 days next week to get work done. And it's not going to be easy. Weekend time, we've got to have lead time to get the PDF ready with all the changes. So change the PowerPoint slides, change the Word documents with the lab exercises in them. Get that turned into a PDF. Get the PDF to Andy, one of my peers in the training department, so that he can send it off to whoever turns the PDF into an ebook, because we don't send customers PDFs. I think I'm done packing. I'm going to sit down and finish this thing off. Oh, it feels good to sit down. I'm going to sit down. And I'm off Thursday and Friday to get Lisa to college. This is like listening to two conversations at once, isn't it? I keep jumping between two topics, the here and the there. So I've got effectively 3 business days and whatever time I can scrape between the plane and the weekend and next week to get everything done, because training for customers is on the 25th. Now, my boss is out on vacation. I almost said PTO, but I'll say vacation. So John, my boss's boss, the director of the training department, asked me how it went. And I said, hey, great news. We finished in 2 days. He said, that's not great news. He didn't say it exactly like that, but that was the message. He said, we have customers and partners that are paying for a 3-day course. We need to make it a 3-day course. I said, that's good. Because Glenn, one of my peers, trainers, gave me some secrets last night about how to make it a little longer and some exercises we can do on Thursday. So he was happy to hear that. So I think, given the new and improved demo that I observed today, if I can reproduce that, given the new exercises that I'm coming up with and rearranging a few things, I have to cut a little bit out of the first day, the boring intro slides, that I can make it 2.5 days. We're not going 8 to 5. We'll probably go 8:30 to 4:30, maybe 5 every day, with an hour for lunch and a couple of breaks and a little extra time for labs. I think I can turn this into 2.5 easy, maybe stretch that into the afternoon on the third day. So, sorry to bore you. Let's get on with moving news. No leads on the house. I talked to Donna tonight. Unfortunately, no leads on the house. Lisa is not home at the moment, but we need to pack her up for college because she's leaving in a week. I mentioned next week I'm bringing her to college. We are bringing her to college. All of us are going up to Grandma's house, which is in the same town as the college, Marquette, Michigan. And I realized today that this may be the very last time, you never know, very last time that we stay at Grandma's house. Grandma's getting old. And we're not coming back for Christmas. We're coming back for Julie's graduation in the spring, if she does in fact graduate, or decide, maybe she will decide to go to grad school, or be a TA and get one more year of schooling experience. That's still up in the air. So, some of these last things are hitting me kind of hard emotionally. This could be the last time I see my parents. they're getting old. Every trip I kind of treat like that. It makes it extra special and it puts extra meaning on it. Because you don't want to go out and go, oh, didn't see that coming. I want to see it coming. And I want to appreciate them. But still, it's kind of hard emotionally going, wow, this could be it. This could be the last one. I think that's a sign of getting older, when you start to recognize that you've got fewer days in front of you than you do behind you. That's something that Ben, I podcasted about this last fall. My mother-in-law's husband, she remarried. But Ben was a great guy. And he told me that a number of years ago. And, you know, when you're younger, you kind of go, yep, you're right, Ben. But then you get to that age and go, holy crap, I'm 50. I highly doubt I'm going to make it to 100. So there are fewer days in front of me than there are behind. And the people I know are going to start falling away, passing on, whatever you want to call it. Let's talk about something happier. Dragon Con. Had a good talk with Craig about Dragon Con. It was kind of funny because I called him and the phone rang and rang and rang and rang. And about on the eighth ring, I expected to go to voicemail and it picks up and I hear, whoa. Hey, dude, how's it going? And we had this discussion about how the phone rang and didn't go to voicemail and Google Voice and all kinds of things. I completely forgot why I called him. So we started making small talk. And then we started talking about Dragon Con. And he got the package and everything you heard on Look What I Found the other night. But it was kind of funny. And then in the course of this conversation, while I'm straightening up the classroom and putting chairs in place and throwing cups away and playing janitor so that the janitors don't hate me and the other people might respect me for cleaning up after myself, even though this wasn't even my training day. Still wanted to leave the two classrooms that were joined in the middle in a nice state because treat it like you own it. Anyway, sidetrack. In the course of talking to Craig, I did rediscover what I called him about. And we had that conversation. I got confused in an email thread that he and Clinton and I had about John Bell. John Bell from Bells in the Bat Free at bellsinthebatfree.com. Ding! May, in fact, be joining us in Dragon Con, and we would love to see him. We would love him to be part of the live show. We would love to include him. I don't have confirmation on that or what it will take to get him to do that. But who knows? If he joins, it would be a lot of fun. I have not seen him since, I think it was the first Podcast Expo in Ontario, California in 2005. And one of my lasting memories, aside from Dave Slusher bringing the barbecue and meeting Leo Laporte and being on Twit. yeah, there are a lot of memories that place. Hanging out in the bar in the Marriott and. One of my favorite memories of John Bell, it was either 2005, might have been 2006, but I'm pretty sure it was our first one. We had an impromptu improv. Some of you who listen to Technorama are familiar with the character of Lenny Iserol. He didn't have a last name at first. That was a humorous episode in and of itself. And we'll leave that for another time. But the character I play on Technorama of Lenny has not called in a while. Anyway, Lenny used to call into Technorama more often. And John has a character named Arnie Crunchbar. I think that's how you say it. You can't understand the way this guy does his voice when he does Arnie. But there was an impromptu conversation between Lenny and Arnie at that podcast expo. I vaguely recall it was something about Windows versus Mac, and the two nerdy guys with speech impediments were going on, and I recall looking over at Kevin Devon from In the Trenches podcast, and Craig, and a number of other people. It got to be almost like, you know how people gather around when there's a fight,
or a really good dance pair, and there's sort of this circle of people around two others that are sparring or dancing or whatever. That's what I remember, is John and I were just trying to keep up, and I was trying not to laugh and stay in the moment and stay in the character, but it was really, really hard to focus because everything that came out of that man's mouth was funnier than what I was saying. At least I thought it was. But then I'd throw something back, and I look over at Kevin and Craig and the others that were in this forming circle, and they were laughing. And then I had to try not to laugh because it was getting funnier by the moment. It may have only gone on for a minute at the most, maybe two, but it felt like one of those frozen moments in time that just seems to go on forever. A lot like when I was taking my karate test and I was exhausted and I was sparring and I was in the zone and I can remember every punch I threw and every hit I took and every step I made. Every breath you take. All right, enough of that. Sorry, my brain is just going in 18 different directions at the moment. Dang, that last beer was 12.5%. Good thing it was only 4 ounces. And I remember, although I don't remember the details of that verbal sparring as well as I remember my karate sparring, it was that same in-the-zone moment that just resonates through, what's it been, 9 years now? At least eight, if it was 2006. Gosh, time goes by fast. I would love to see that man again. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a reprise of Arnie versus Lenny. And God forbid somebody record at this time. Because I would pay good money to have a recording of that old 2005, 2006. It's probably not as funny as I remember. But damn, it was funny. And on that note, we got Dragon Con. We got house moving status. Sad as it is, I'm going home tomorrow. I hope to review some PowerPoints if Craig sends them to me in time. And I will sleep well tonight. And with that, good night, 101.